habla con John Francisco. A ver qué rayo pasó, que tanto los chivos sueltos y yo encontré roto mi tambor. Ay, mi tambor, ya se rompió, ay, mi tambor. Yo mañana voy a ver a Juan Gualberto, porque aquí todo el mundo se hace lo muerto y le va a demostrar que si cuero está rompido no se puede templar. Ese chivo corrompido está agachado en el mismo caserío y yo lo va a buscar y lo va a encontrar. Yo lo saca de donde está con Dios. Si lo cojo, fuiquiti, toma chivo patilludo, sin vergüenza, petoso berrenchín. Ay, chanco, que este negro ya no puede vivir sin su tambor. Yo está quieto mi bohío, no gusta no matar ni más, porque ellos son negros buenos, hijos de Orunla y de Yemaya. Pero ese chivo tan corrompido yo lo va a limpiar. Si lo veo yo lo cojo y lo marro y le rompo toitico lo tarro pa' que prenda otra vez. Que tambo que negro toca no se puede romper. Ese chivo Mazucamba se ha creído que yo vengo de Ampanga y yo lo he visto bien, yo conozco de ese chivo es la Miranda. Si lo cojo, fuquiti, toma chivo patillo, sin vergüenza, petoso perrinchín. Ay, chanco, que este negro ya no puede vivir sin su tambor. Chivo que rompe tambor con su pellejo paga. Chivo que rompe tambor con su pellejo paga. Y lo que mucho peor que chilindrón acaba. Y lo que mucho peor que en chilindrón acaba.
Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al agua, bebiendo tu beso, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma. Ruego en la boca y un ruego en el alma y un ruego en la boca y un ruego en el alma. Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al fuego que todo lo quema, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte. Es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, un ruego en la boca.
This is Sounds Found on blogcityblog.com, episode 23. I'm David Cruz. Thanks for joining us today. I want to especially welcome our new listeners in Africa and Asia and Europe who have joined the Sounds Found audience over the last couple of weeks. We'd love to hear from you. Send us email to soundsfoundaudio@gmail.com. We're going to play a couple of tracks from the singer Lassa de Sala now. Lassa was born in New York to French and Mexican parents. She made her mark in Montreal with really beautiful personal songs in English and Spanish and French. Her latest album was released last spring, and she was supposed to be on a world tour this year, but she died on January the 1st of breast cancer. She was just 37 years old. These two tracks I'm going to play are from an April 2009 show that took place in a small Montreal loft. It was around the time of the release of Lassa's last album called Lassa. You can check out the videos on YouTube, and I hope you'll go and find out some more about this really beautiful singer who died really just too young. This is Lassa on Sounds Found.
I couldn't hear This is our rock and roll song.
Now that
I don't see why blues isn't always played with a little banjo.
Creyó lo que veía, brincó que hizo lo que pudo, se le encantó toda la gesta, pero al terminar la fiesta, el gallo era gallo de uno. A las 2 de la mañana nos comimos un sopón, y se nos pegó un dolor, allá por la madrugada. A las 2 de la mañana nos comimos un sopón, y se nos pegó un dolor, allá por la madrugada. Allá por la madrugada, a las 2 de la mañana nos comimos un sopón y se nos pegó un dolor. Allá por la madrugada se comieron el sopón con gusto y mucha alegría, y al rato se le torcía a sentir un gran dolor. La gente de aquel sopón comentaba y decía: el sopón amaneció, que el gallo nos echaría. A las 2 de la mañana nos comimos un sopón. Allá por la madrugada, a las 2 de la mañana nos comimos un sopón, y se nos pegó un dolor. Allá por la madrugada,
allá por la madrugada,
aquel gallo se reía.
Allá por la madrugada,
aquel gallo se reía.
Allá por la madrugada,
aquel gallo se reía.
Allá por la madrugada,
aquel gallo se rió.
Did you pop the this other door. So they want to pop this on the top.
Hey, you been working out?
Exercise.
About the waterfront development, Newark, New Jersey, the leading city in New Jersey by far under my leadership, and I'm so proud that we're going to continue that run.
Is this a real campaign, man? Are you running for re-election?
The press said they were speculating, so.
We don't want to speculate.
Mayor, people out there say they support you. We spoke and should. Why don't you reassure them?
They've been supporting me for 36 years. So that's nothing new.
You need 4 more years, Mayor.
Huh?
You need 4 more years.
I need 4 more years.
Mayor, what petitions have you filed?
The answer to that, that's a very important question. You have to remember how I came into politics. I was selected and elected by the people. I'm a part of the community choice team.
Mayor James,
tell us why you made this entrance. I mean, just curious.
Yeah.
Tell us about why I
kept reading Jeff May's column in the Star Ledger that he said I came with a wagon or whatever last time. So actually, I was exercising at the gym, and I had already planned to come from the gym here. So this is the shortest route to get here.
So, Mayor,
were you trying to make a statement, Mayor,
running?
By coming with your bike?
No, I ride the bike all the time. Physical fitness.
You said you don't want people to speculate. So why don't you just tell us whether or not you're running?
Well,
so we don't have to speculate.
We don't have to speculate. Well, dear, I filed a petition. And that should speak volumes.
Mayor, are you scared to run again against Cory?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, Cory.
Let me tell you what the polls say. The polls say that Sharp Jane is a 70-30% victory over any opponent. The polls simply say that no opponent is within 30%. And the polls say that my opponent from last year has been invisible for 4 years.
Decide next week to withdraw your name.
I have no idea, Mike. Oh, well, that's your job.
Oh, Sharp James, filing his petitions in 2006. He's going to be out of jail in time for this year's Bayer's race. You better look out, Cory Booker. We leave you with some sounds of summer now as we hunker down for the blizzard of 2010 here in Jersey. Sounds Found is produced by blogcityblog.com in downtown Jersey City, New Jersey, USA. Email us at soundsfoundaudio@gmail.com. I'm David Cruz. Thanks for listening.